This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, everybody sitting up straight? Very good. Hour number two of a USA Prepares. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Good to talk to you after a long time. I was wondering that you mentioned like you use like cats and dogs and pets as tax deduction. So what is the name do you write in your tax forms for the cats and the dogs, you know?
Well, okay. here's what I do. I think, first of all, they say that tax, like if you're talking about federal taxes, they say it's voluntary. Well, maybe it is, but if you don't pay it, they're going to clamp down on you and give you a really hard time. So I do pay my taxes, and I use their rules, but I interpret them to the best of my ability. And by the way, if you call the IRS and ask them, say, I've got a question, can you help me understand what this means? They will read you the text from some screen, but the person that reads the screen is not responsible for the answer they give you. That's part of the answer to what I'm going to tell you next. So the IRS can't even give you a straight answer for which they are responsible, meaning an IRS employee telling you what the tax code says is not responsible for the answer they give you. You're responsible for that. I mean, it's a kind of a twisted thing. They give you information, but they're not responsible for you for the information they give you. All right, so here's what I do. I download Publication 17. You can go to your favorite search engine. You can type in IRS Pub, P-U-B as in publication, space 17, and that's the condensed rule book. And I read that. Now, it changes every year. It changes every year because companies like Intuit lobby Congress to keep the tax code changing, and keeping it complicated so that they can sell you TurboTax every year rather than just one copy that would last forever. So the tax code keeps changing. Now, all that being said, you can only base the purchases that you make this year based on last year's Publication 17, or the year before, You can go historically by, here's what they did, you know, years ago or last year, but you don't know what they're going to do for this year, all right? So here's what I do. I use the previous year's information and what they say is deductible, and security systems, if you have a business, are tax deductible. So what is the security system? Well, that's where my interpretation, Vincent Fennelli's interpretation, comes into play. I determine what a security system is for my business. So, in that line of thinking, I believe that, well, I have never seen where it says that a security system for your business must be electronic, it must be 12 volts or 120 volts, or it must have a battery backup. It doesn't say anything like that. It doesn't say anything about cameras. It doesn't say anything about heat sensors. It doesn't say anything about motion detectors. So a security system for me is my dog, first line of defense, okay? And it could be cameras, and it could be electronics, and it could be a hard drive capturing, you know, and storing that information of who moved where, that kind of a thing. But the first line of defense to me is obviously a dog. And the dog needs maintenance. So I bought a shepherd, actually two of them, German Shepherd puppies, $300 a piece. That's when they were affordable. And I have two of them right here. They're a couple years old now. And so $300, that was a tax deduction each. Then they needed dog food, and they needed dog collars, and they needed some training materials like a ball. And so all of those, to me, are tax deductions for the security system, because I have to teach the dogs how to run in a specific direction, who to pay attention to. So all of those things, including the veterinary visits to keep my security system tuned up, to me, are tax deductions. Now, depending on the IRS agent who audits you, they may say, no, what are you kidding? And I'd say, no, I'm not kidding. And we would have, you know, we would battle it out. But I've been doing this for years. Our dogs and the dog food are tax deductions. We have a farm. Now, you have to have a business that would require a security system. And we do. We do have a business. Our farm requires us to protect our animals. And our dogs protect our cows and us and the cats and the chickens. So the dogs are really a security system and a protection system. So to me, that's tax deductible. Now, what about the cats? Well, the cats hang out in the barn and they kill mice. And I'm glad they do it, because the mice love to set up housekeeping under the hoods of some of the equipment, like tractors, and they like to chew on the wires and build nests with the wires. So if you let the mice up to their own devices, they will destroy your ability to use your equipment, because the hoses will leak because they'll be chewed on, the insulation on the wires, and the wires will be removed, carried off somewhere, and your equipment won't work. So to protect the equipment, we have cats. So the cats and the dogs get along fine, and the cats protect the equipment, the dogs protect the cats. Everything's working synergistically, and to me, it's all a tax deduction, including my belt that I use to hold up my jeans to carry my gun, which is a tax deduction. And so are the cartridges and the targets, etc. And the earplugs. I even deduct, like if I, in the summer, if I wear a ball cap to keep the sun out of my eyes when I'm on the tractor, that's a tax deduction. Because the only reason I need a ball cap is to keep the sun out of my eyes when I'm driving the tractor. Have I sort of answered your question? It depends on interpretation. But you have to have a business. I mean, you just can't have a pet cat living in, the 32nd floor of an apartment in New York City and have that as a tax deduction. Unless you have a blog that talks about, you know, the joys of owning a cat in a high-rise apartment building, and your business is this blog, and you're hoping to get advertising on your blog, and you take pictures of Fluffy. Then you can deduct Fluffy, the cat collar, the veterinary bills, the cat food, you know, etc.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you have somebody else prepare your taxes and you go to, you know, the local gal or guy down the road, or you go to H&R Block, you know, at Walmart, and you say, hey, can you fill out my tax return for me? And by the way, I want you to deduct my cat, because I have this blog, and I get some revenue from advertisers on my blog, or I plan to get revenue from advertisers on my blog, they'll laugh at you, because that's foreign to them. They don't understand. They don't think that way. What I do is I read the rules, and I figure out, how does this apply to Vincent Finelli and family? And I've been doing this for years, and I get audited. Well, I haven't been audited recently, but I get audited, and it's a lot of fun, because I can prove everything I do. Now, if you are going to take deductions, you have to have a reason for doing it. It has to meet the tax code, and you have to have the receipts, and you have to be prepared to defend yourself against the accusations that are going to fly your way during a tax audit. Now, if you prepare your own taxes and you write notes in the printout of Publication 17, when you download it and print out the sections that you're using as tax deductions, and you go to your audit armed with their publication, IRS Publication 17 for the tax year you're using, and you have notes written as to why you deducted your cat or your dog or your 45 or 9 millimeter or whatever else it is, and you say, here's why I did it and here's what the code says, that guy's going to take off his glasses, put down his pencil, and say, okay, I guess you're right.
So girls can also be used as a, because, yeah, you're right, girls can also be used as a security mechanism, you know, that you can detect that, that too, you know, so that's a good thing. I didn't mean that. This is pretty good, you know, like, it's pretty informative. And, that's all I have today. And it's great to talk
Arjun,
to you, okay?
Arjun, I would take it this far. Now, you don't know this because you can't hear yourself, but what you just said was distorted, okay? So I sort of think I know what you said, but here's how far I would take it. This is me, okay? I would do this. Now, I'm not recommending anybody else do this, but I would do this. So if I were you, okay, don't do this, but if I were you, I would put on my tax return the expense for my new phone. Because, and I would write, I call Vin Finelli on the radio for tax information, for help, because I can't prepare my taxes myself, so I seek outside counsel. Now, he does it for free, but he can't understand what I'm saying because my phone quality is not so good. So I had to buy a new phone in order to figure out how to pay my taxes. That's how far I would take it. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, my phone bills can be covered that way. You know, like I'm getting a counsel on my... I was preparing my taxes, and you know, like, and that's also a deduction, you know. It makes sense, yeah.
So I think a little bit differently from the average bear. I really do, and I try to figure out how I'm. Arjun, I'm not satisfied with anything. Okay, I'm not satisfied with anything I do until I've run out of time doing it. Okay, so if I'm constructing something, I'll work on it until I'm out of time, because I know I can keep making it better and better and better. And here's the proof of that, class. When somebody calls me on the phone and I haven't talked to that person before and they say something about the broadcast class, I always do this. How can I do a better job? Okay, I want to do a better job on everything. As a matter of fact, I was even beat up on some other radio network because people said, I know what's wrong with him. He's OCD. He's got ADHD. He's OCD. He's obsessive compulsive. That's what's wrong with Finelli. So I get a real kick out of morons who say things like that. So trying to do the very best you can is a disease. They're idiots. And I hope the people who have said that are listening, because I'm calling them idiots. Everybody should try to do the very, very best they can with the time and resources and materials they have. And if they don't have the knowledge, they ought to seek that knowledge and try to do a better job with the new knowledge that they've gotten. That's what USA Prepares is all about. It's teaching people, just like what you said, how can I do better with my taxes? So I gave a long-winded answer as to how you can do better with your taxes. But it applies to a lot of things, doesn't it, Arjun, including your cell phone?
Yes. So would you recommend, like, this IRS publication 17? I read through all this document, and that will actually help me understand, like, the deductions I can make.
Arjun, when you go to, you can just go to a search engine, type in even Pub 17, PUB space 17, the number 17. That will give you maybe 100 plus pages, maybe up to 200 now. It will give you the information you need, and you need to read the business deduction section. And you're going to be grinning from ear to ear. No kidding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, Kathy's with Arjun. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention about taxes? Did I answer the question enough to give you enough fodder to get started?
No, that's pretty much it. And I just wanted to say goodbye. That's why I stayed on the call. It's great talking to you, and thank you very much. And I will call back again.
Okay, Arjun, very quickly, what can I do a better job?
Actually, you do the best job that you can. You know, like we don't know how many hours you put on to prepare for all the work that you and other instructors actually put out here. You know, like with the job that you guys are doing here, and that's all for free. You are not gaining anything from it. This is knowledge transfer. This is actually wisdom transfer. And I cannot actually think of anything that you can actually do better. You know, like, you are doing the best you can, and this is all success. So I don't have anything. So is it? Yeah.
Arjun, I really appreciate your call, and I just love the fact that you jumped out of one of the most polluted areas in the United States of America, what used to be called the Garden State, and you moved to West Virginia, where you are taking control of your own life and rehabbing a house and property. I just applaud you for doing that. I would really like it if others would follow in your footsteps. You actually are the guy on the billboard, in my mind, that has said, yeah, I can do this. So, Arjun, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vincent. It's all because of you. Thanks, Vincent. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Arjun. Kathy, I went on this run-on sentence about taxes, and, you know, that's something that I am willing to fight with the IRS every year about, every year, because they want what I've earned. They want to take from me and my family whatever they can get. And I'm willing to give them the absolute minimum and not 1 cent more. And I work really hard to figure out what the minimum is. Any comments, Kathy?
Well, Vincent, and I think because you are well informed, you probably go in there and they don't quite know what to make of it. But, you know, you're not sitting and watching TV all afternoon. You're educating yourself. But I think as the cities and the states go into more financial trouble, they're going to keep trying to raise any kind of fee, taxes, et cetera, as much as they can.
And that is absolutely correct. That's what they're doing. And so the transportation secretary in the current administration was given a lot of money in the billions for the management and maintenance of roads. And he's spending a great deal of it. I'm talking about Pete Wutz's butt. He's going to spend a great deal of it on traffic light cameras, which is, so he said, y'all going to get more tickets. So his plan, I mean, he said it. He just came right out and said it. Instead of fixing the roads and making sure the bridges don't rust and fixing the potholes and, you know, all the infrastructure that, you know, build back better, they're building back better with traffic cameras. And the reason is to increase revenue. So these cameras are going to take your picture, your license plate. They're going to send you electronic ticket, and they'll suspend your license if you don't pay them. Now, why did this happen all of a sudden? Like a day or two right after the 5G rollout? Because, in my opinion, they needed the 5G infrastructure in order to connect the data stream from these traffic cameras. See, on the traffic light poles, there's already 120 volts AC. So they've got power there. And the cameras don't take much more, so it's not like they're going to overload the wiring in the power pole. Or, I'm sorry, in the light pole. They're not going to overload that by adding some cameras. But they had to get the data. Now, how would you run cable through those poles? No. Just hook it up to 5G, which is going to be everywhere. So that, I believe, is the reason why the traffic light cameras and the other surveillance cameras are going to be deployed in mass because of the 5G rollout. So those who wanted that movie faster, is what you did to us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As a record number of police officers are losing their lives in this age of police reform, slain NYPD officer Wilbert Moore's sister speaks out at his funeral Wednesday on defunding the police and current policies that makes everyone less safe. Ms. Moore's comments via a translator.
¿Cuántos Jason?
How many Wilberts? How many Jasons? How many more officers have to lose their lives before this system changes? The NYPD protects us, but who protects them and who looks after their lives?
The president and the attorney general join Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for a gun violence strategies partnership. That meeting will be taking place after 12 noon Eastern in New York City. A major winter storm with millions of people in its path continues today. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow could be expected in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Airlines are expected to cancel flights today throughout the affected areas. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump was on Newsmax TV this week, saying he thinks the United States border, not Ukraine, ought to be the number one issue for America. But even on that critical clash with the Kremlin, the former president said Biden has botched things so bad, all the leverage has been given to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump says these crises around the world would not have happened under his watch.
Because it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. This was not even thinkable. And China wouldn't have happened. And you watch what's going to happen with Taiwan now. And I think that after the Olympics, it'll be a very interesting period of time. Because they see the way we withdrew from Afghanistan, the horrible way. Not the fact that we did, because I was the one that got it down to 2,000 soldiers. But we were getting out with strength and dignity and the equipment and no death. What happened is terrible, and the world watched, and they watch our borders where people are flooding into our country. We have no idea who they are, where they come from. And things are happening now that are very bad. I've never seen anything like what's happening to our country.
Former President Trump points out Putin has no respect for the current president.
He doesn't have any respect for our leadership. He doesn't have any respect for our country anymore. They respected our country, and frankly, they respected our leader a year ago. This was not something that was ever going to happen. Supply chain was never going to happen. Many things weren't going to happen. Inflation, when you look at that, you look at the crime rate in the cities. We made better trade deals. We did a lot of good things, but nothing happened that was negative to the United States.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
Why don't today is hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
season, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So one of the things you're talking about is increasing prices. And here at USA Prepares, we said that inflation is going to be vigorous. And it is. And it's just getting started. We're going to see hyperinflation here in the United States as a result of this nonstop spending. These nonsense projects that the current administration and the previous administration was involved in some of this as well. So can't just blame the Republicans. It's the Republicans and the Democrats. It's two sides of the same coin. Okay, it's Congress that's out of control. Our entire government is out of control. Cities, states, towns, out of control. Spending, spending, spending. Each one of these little kings or queens wants to have a larger and larger kingdom or queendom. which means more employees, which means more costs, which means more taxes, more fees, more fines. And that's what they're doing. And this is just before the collapse. Okay, so we are in the beginning of the collapse. No question about it in my mind. Now, CNN said that the reason that they are that Heinz is Kraft Heinz is raising prices in this article on CNN.com is because of constrained supplies. Constrained means not so much in the supply line. The logistics bottlenecks, the increased raw ingredient costs, the increased freight costs, and crop losses. So, less crops, more costs for freight, a smaller amount of supplies, logistic bottlenecks, everything's going wrong. So, what happens? Prices increase. And this dog food thing? With crop failures like grains and the fertilizer that is used to grow the grains, there'll be more expensive grains. Farmers are not all growing the grains that they used to grow because the fertilizer is too expensive. They can't afford it. Typically, farmers get loans for the seed and the fertilizer. Well, if they can't do it and they don't grow as much grain, there won't be as much dog food and there won't be as much meat as a result of the finishing of the beef with grains. See, typically, what happens with cows is they eat grass. But toward the end of their life, when they're scheduled for slaughter, they're fed grains so that they have an increased fat content. More marbleization of the meat. That's what the consumer wants, right? So with less grain, more expensive grain, less fertilizer, put all that together, that's even going to affect the dog food because the dog food contains the byproducts of chickens and beef and lamb. Kathy?
Well, Vince, I was looking at an article. Our local restaurant had an advertisement for a steak dinner. And it was, I believe it was steak and shrimp. And it was, the current price is $39. And when I read the article, it was talking about the steak went from 12 ounces to 6 ounces. It used to be 5 shrimp down to 2. And it had onion rings went from 4 to 2. So it used to be, I think, $23. And it went up to $39. And that's probably in the last probably 6, 8 months that the price increased that high.
Well, I don't know. I don't need to know the name of the restaurant or the address because I'm not going.
Yeah.
There's an article in FoxBaltimore.com. So this is just one little nit of 77% of the students tested at a Baltimore high school read at the elementary level, some at the kindergarten level. So. And Baltimore has one of the highest costs per pupil in the country to babysit these children. I don't know what they're doing, but how can you have high school students reading at the elementary school level or at the kindergarten level? How functional can that person be in a society? Can you give them a job? If they can't read, can they add? Can they subtract? How about a tough one like division? Can they do that? Unbelievable. So if you think that government is the solution, class, well, I know you don't think it's the solution. You think it's the problem. Ronald Reagan said government's not the solution. It's the problem. He's absolutely right. Government is the problem. What we really need is good government. It's not like we don't need government. I think government is necessary. Like Thomas Jefferson wanted. Small government. We don't even have protection, consumer protection for defective products. Can I prove that? Sure. There's Teslas on the road. Do you know that Tesla is recalling vehicles? Oh, I think over 50,000 of them, if I'm not mistaken. Because the software lets them roll through a stop sign. The software lets them roll through a stop sign. Let me say it a different way. The software lets them roll through a stop sign. Can you imagine going to court because you got a traffic light camera ticket for rolling through a stop sign and you decide to go to court and you say, well, I didn't do it. I wasn't even driving. It was a car. The car did it. Do you know that my Tesla won't stop at a stop sign? Now whose fault is it? People buy these things. People buy these motorized missiles, and it's a plague on the rest of us who stop at stop signs. Nothing's going right. Nothing. Kathy, I know you wanted to talk about something today. I think I pressed my own button. Well, actually, it's not my fault. It's Arjun's fault. He asked about taxes. So, Arjun, it's all your fault.
Vince, I wanted to make just, we were talking about fertilizer, and I wanted to bring a few things up. Maybe people could start doing some of this. One of the differences, and I'll just kind of go briefly. My understanding is if you have a natural fertilizer, it's a slower release. And so it takes longer to get into the soil, but in the long run, it's better for the plant. And the synthetic is kind of a short-term solution. And I agree with you with saying that, you know, it's like a drug and all that. But it can also alter, like, your pH, and if you use too much, it can burn your plant. So one of the things that I'm sure people thought I was crazy, but I probably ended up with 40 garbage bags full of chopped-up leaves. I happened to be in an area that they were bagging up, or they were having the piles of leaves, and I had garbage bags, and I went, they were there for about a week, so I went and filled up the back of my husband's truck a few times, and I use that, I put that on the ground. I really don't like to leave my ground bare, so I put that down, and I put whatever I could use to kind of keep the leaves from blowing away, fencing or tarps or cardboard. So I use that, and I put that in my compost pile. But one of the things you can do is really learn if you can compost. That it's like Vince was saying, you can take it, like he takes his wood ash and he tills it in. I've got my neighbors saving all their wood ash for me also. So I will look around for things. Like we have a neighbor down the road, and as soon as our weather breaks, he has a lot of pine needles, little short pine needles, and there's a couple areas where I can use that. So I'm going to go down because I'm sure he doesn't care if I wake him up and bring him home. But I have a few areas where the pine needles will be good, and I will use that as my mulch. So I'm always looking around, like, what can I find in nature to use? And one of the suggestions that I have is if you have a wooded area and you can go, and you know when you go out into the woods, you see all the, like, the layers and layers of leaves. It almost looks, when you lift it up, it looks like that really dark, rich material under there. So what you can do is take, like, you don't need a lot. You can get a bucket or a couple small grocery bags. And if it's obviously on your property, fine. But if it's not, you can get permission. And just dig up some of that and then put that into your compost, because that helps your compost. There's all those microbes in there. And that will help your compost get started. And so there's a YouTube video, and I just started watching it and reading some of the articles. It's called David the Good, G-O-O-D. And he's got one on there. I don't know if it's the video or his book, but it says, compost everything, and he's humorous. He goes, compost everything, even your enemies. So he really makes it simple He tries to do things very economical. You don't have to go out and buy all this, you know, high dollar things to get going. And he's been doing it for a while, and I just found out about him the last couple months. And so if somebody wants to kind of get a quick overview just to make things simple, but I wanted to mention a few of these things, but you know, Vince mentioned manure, but there's a lot of things you can save. Bone meal, compost, worm castings, fish emulsion, chop leaves, sawdust, you know, wood ash, your plants, your kitchen scraps. So if you don't even have a compost bin, you know, make a pile. And even if you got to cover it once in a while and let a little, you know, water and air get through with some kind of fencing so it doesn't blow all over. I think the biggest thing I would say, Vince, is get started because, you know, when I went to the grocery store, I was looking at the prices of produce. I mean, they wanted like $1.50 for a pepper, like a green pepper, and, you know, $10 for a big bag of oranges. So here's an example of something that I've done. Now, just if I want to make a salad, let's say I don't have a lot of the fresh produce. Well, I have my sun-dried tomatoes I can use. I make croutons. You can use olive. You can use a little onion on there. Or if you have an apple, you can slice a few slices of apple. Or you can make like a Greek salad where it's like feta cheese with the beets and the black olives. So I think we're just going to have to be as prepared as possible to stock up, can, dehydrate, to save, however you want to ferment or I'm making sprouts right now just because it's so much cheaper, and I think I'm making all my own microgreens. So I wanted to mention that about the fertilizer. I mean, as soon as we can, if we can start getting a compost going and keeping it going, I think that would be really good for your soil.
Yeah, and the bottom line, class, is if you're going to have a garden, which you absolutely should do this growing season, buy some fertilizer. And keep it cool and dry.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So there's an article on CNBC that says that Tesla is recalling almost 500,000 electric cars. 475,000 of them, Model 3 and Model S. And the problems are the rear camera wiring harness seems to be damaged by opening and closing the trunk. And then there's some more that have a problem with the front hood latch. It doesn't seem to always stay closed. And so you could be traveling along and the front hood could go up. Now think about that, class. What would that do to your driving day if your front hood popped open? Now, they say that it's a problem with obstructing the vision. Teslas. So, have you ever heard of that happening on a, I don't know, Chevy or Ford or Chrysler product? Have you ever heard of that? It's new to me. I can't believe people buy Teslas. And when I see somebody with a Tesla, I subtract whatever I thought their IQ would be, you know, by 20%. I think it's idiotic. Absolutely idiotic to drive an electric car. And the reason is because we're running out of oil. So there's this push to, y'all just start driving electric cars. But electric cars are powered by nuclear electricity, oil-based electric power generation, and natural gas, and coal, and some hydro, and some wind turbines, and, you know, some solar panels. But the solar and the wind is insignificant in the scheme of things. Solar and wind are not going to fix the problem in terms of electric power generation. We were sitting down at the kitchen table last night for dinner, and a friend of mine's name came up. I met this guy 16 years ago. He was a mechanic. And when we first moved to Missouri, I had a problem. I didn't have my lift here. I didn't have all my tools here. We were just building our house, and we were kind of at a disadvantage. So I went to the dealership for a problem we had with our Dodge truck. And our son, I mentioned his name, and he said, hey, you know what he said? It's the same mechanic as a friend of our son's. And he met our son, you know, 16 years ago when this mechanic met me. And we've stayed friends, you know, all these years. He said, and this is a paraphrasing, hardly anything can be fixed on a diesel truck today for less than $1,000. Hardly anything can be fixed today on a diesel truck for less than $1,000. Kathy, what would you be surprised if you brought your car in for repair and it cost $1,000? Or more than $1,000? Would you be surprised? I would.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to drain your bank account pretty quick if you have a few incidences even in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so what people have not figured out that these new vehicles are really going to be extremely expensive to keep on the road because they're so complex. Kathy, what else did you want to share in the final segment today?
You know, Vince, you were going to mention something about cars and parts, and I wanted to give you that opportunity to talk about that.
Okay. So a vehicle came into to the shop, and it's complicated. For someone who wants to have us work on their vehicle, they have to drop it off. They have to leave it. So someone has to come here. We open the gate. They drive it to where we tell them to drive it. And they leave it, and then we disinfect it. It has to be ultraviolet lighted. It has to be put in the sun. The doors and windows have to be left open. And that's today. And then tomorrow we might work on it. So tomorrow we go and look at it, and we say, okay, here's what the problem is. Here are the parts we need. We order the parts, and they are 3 days out. So the parts come in, and we check the parts. And it's always something wrong with the parts. We open the box, and if it has lots of little parts, there's always something wrong. So then we call and we have a new set of parts delivered. And of course, that's 3 days out. So the job that, you know, might have taken 2 days now takes 1 day for the disinfecting, 3 days for the parts, 3 days for the next set of parts. That's a week. Then we can finally start working on it because now we have the right parts. It's not like we ordered them wrong. It's they're either bent or damaged or cracked or they're missing a part in the box. So this truck came in, a Chevy pickup truck. It needed new fuel lines. So we get the fuel lines. They're stainless steel. They're made in China. Everything's good. We check all the parts to make sure that everything's in the sealed bag that we need, all the couplings and all that. And one 9.5 millimeter coupling is missing. And we don't have that particular coupling here at the shop. And so we contact the auto parts store, and they don't have one either. It's a special part. It's like a proprietary part for this kit to replace the fuel lines on a Chevy. And how much are the parts? I think about $360 is the cost of the fuel lines. $360. That's what it costs us. So this poor guy has been down for the first day for disinfecting, the second three days for the first set of wrong parts, another 3 days for the right set of parts, and then a day to fix it. That's 8 days. And the problem is that every time we order parts, almost without fail, there's something wrong, and we have to reorder them. Now, who looks stupid there? I guess that would be us, right? But we won't put on defective parts, and we won't do a half-baked job. And that's what we're all being faced with right now. It's not just us. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Ben.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.